6:30 PM, January 23rd, 2025. Let's call to order this regular meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission for the City of Woodway. Go. The Parks and Recreation Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. I will open the floor for comments from the public. There doesn't appear to be any, so I will close the comment section of our meeting. Item 3, discussion and consider action on the minutes of the regular meeting held October 24th, 2024. I will call for a motion to discuss the minutes from October 24th, 2024. We have a motion and a second. We have a second. Are there any discussions, any corrections from the minutes of the meeting on October 24th? They were mailed to you last week, earlier this week.
One or the other.
Yeah, they were mailed to you recently. Are there any discussion, is there any discussion or are there any corrections of the minutes?
Make a motion to accept.
All right, we have a motion to accept the meetings. We have the minutes. We have a second. All in favor?
Say aye.
Say aye. Thank you all very much. There we go. Man, look at this. Item 4, Woodway Dog Park at Whitehall Park. Staff presentation. Oh, there we go. Hey.
Hi. For you that don't know me, I'm Rodney, nature with City of Woodway Parks and Street Department Superintendent. Anyway, I'm here to give you a couple examples of, we've been asked what we're going to do with the old playground at Whitehall Park. And I come up with a couple of different ideas. I heard there was a concern for maybe a more larger or another dog park. So I come up with 2 different ideas for y'all to look at, maybe consider. And it's got prices on it, and even as far as activity for the dogs, different things. So, sir. A clicker, okay. And let's see how this works. No? I cut it off. No? Okay, there we go. Okay, this one here is going to be our, I guess, our option 1. And it's actually taking the old dog park, which was the size, actually, we already repurposed it once. It actually come from the pavilion or the arboretum over here. It's some of that old black fence. Anyway, we repurposed it once before. It's actually taking the old dog park, which, right there. And we're going to reuse it again to make a larger dog park. And this over here is actually a 50 by 100. And then the entrance, of course, is right there. Well, anyway, what we would be doing is taking this, moving it over here. Basically, this right here is about 140 foot by 50 foot. And then the rest of this here, the whole dimensions is 170 foot right here. There's 50 foot in the back. This is 170, then the front is 140 foot. But anyway, this one right here, I think it's going to be a little more expensive than our second option, which I'll show you in a second. And the reason is why I like this option better is because if we get rid of this area right here, that gives y'all another piece of land to maybe build a pickleball court, another tennis court. Because our tennis court is getting pretty bad. You know, I had it resurfaced about 5 years ago, and it's already got cracks in it pretty bad. So anyway, like I said, this here is to make one, you know, one larger dog park. And the first, the reason here, there's going to be a divider. This here part right here will be for the smaller dogs. And the bigger area will be for the larger dogs. Because I had heard there's people that's brought their dogs up there, and they nearly gotten, you know, little dogs nearly got in fight with the big dogs. So I figured I would try that. And this kind of area right here is kind of like a little staging area, I guess, where someone can walk in with their dog, have time to shut the gate, take the leash off, and then they have another gate and let the dogs in. It'd keep the dogs that are already in the dog park from running out the gate. And anyway, we'll go on to the second one. And this here is all we basically would be doing. We're keeping the original dog park that would be for small dogs, and we're just building a larger dog park. And that is the price for that. And it seems a little cheaper, but the reason this price is higher is because they're having to repurpose it. And they don't like to, the company that I went through just to get this quote, they don't like to repurpose things. They, of course, they want you to use new product. That way, you know, they get a little more money out of it. But anyway, going back to that, and the price is $28,479. And that's just two separate photos of them. And this here is some options, and I also got the prices for maybe some picnic tables. I'll go back to this. I don't know whereabouts. I really didn't. That's something y'all can decide. Like if y'all want to put maybe some picnic tables somewhere off in here or over in here or over in here. But anyway, this here is some different prices. Can y'all see I'm running away? Mm-hmm. Anyway, as far as like the just a regular bench, it would actually be an in-ground bench, a picnic table. We already have one at the smaller dog park right now. This one right here, I really like. I think that's pretty cool because it's like a 6-foot picnic table, and it's all constructed with the expanded metal, and it's coated with that rubber product. It's similar to some of the picnic tables we already have out at Whitehall Park. I like that one, but you know, you could always go with two of those in each park, or you know, that's something for y'all to decide. But anyway, this here is a pretty nice shade area. You know, it's a 10 by 16. It's fairly large. You can get a couple of picnic tables up underneath it. This one here is just basically a bench made on two, basically the same thing as that. It's just one bench, you know. And I had kind of positioned maybe putting two of those in each park, but that's something for y'all to decide. And this here, we would have to use... Well, we already have two of the dog waste stations in our small park. We can repurpose those. This here, this is the price, $587.97, for two more. It's a package deal. And we already have a water fountain, which if we do a separate dog park or another larger dog park, we would use another water fountain. They're a little pricey, but they're really well. We have those at all the parks. And this here is... for the large dog park, it's just an activity park, mm-hmm. and that would actually be with freight and installation also. So it's pretty cool, you know, if y'all want to go with some types of activities for animals, dogs, walk them, and then they actually have another separate one for smaller dogs, and it's pretty neat. And y'all can just kind of...
So, like the pictures we're seeing up there, that's like the actual.
Yes, that's the actual. Thing. Yes. And it might be. Angel, is missing a few objects, or do you know? Or?
So, to my understanding, it's not like the large dog activity. The pictures you're seeing on top of that are not just for large dogs. I just kind of threw pictures in here and kind of gave y'all
samples.
Okay. Yeah, they're not good. That's not exactly what we're looking at. Okay.
Well, it's the same items. It's just it's probably going to be a few more. Okay. And here is just a breakdown of all the prices of the park one or option one, park option two, the bench, picnic table, and so forth. The only thing I did not add on here on mine is. It's about $2,000 to get the water, run the water line off in there because we don't have water. We don't, that's just like planting grass or planting trees. That's something we would have to do later on because we have no water. We have no irrigation. And
is
just,
there any shade over there right now around that?
No, not really. That's why I kind of threw in some different shade object canopies like this, you know, for y'all to decide. And there's, if you get online, there's hundreds of these. It's just these here are the same company that I used for, say, for instance, the playground at Polk Park, at Whitehall Park. It's Lee Park and Play, and they're on Texas Buy Board. They give us a very good discount. But they make a lot more shade canopies than this. But these are some of the ones I thought were kind of neat and unique. And
do we have a budget?
This is actually something that y'all need to discuss and come up with the figure. Like if y'all want to say, for instance, you want to do the dog park, option one. I really do like this. That way it gives you another area here. Later on some year, you know, a couple years down the road, y'all might want to build a pickleball court. I heard there's a real big demand in that. You know, I don't play it, but, you know, I hear a lot of people saying, y'all need to build something else, you know. And I figure, well, that would give y'all another area to build on. Anyway, but anyway, you know, y'all just going to have to kind of come up with some ideas of what y'all maybe want. Oh, I'm sorry. But as far as your question, there's no shade. That's why I kind of threw those in there. It still has all the playground sand, of course, in it.
So the answer to Barbara's question is
budget.
There is no budget?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go back. I'm sorry. I was going back to the no, there isn't. That's why I say y'all need to come up with a figure. And I would always inflate it a little bit by 10% to, you know, have plenty of money in case you want to add some little trinket, toy or something. But anyway, that's something y'all going to have to discuss. Put together a package and present it to the council, city council.
On the company that you're asking about or that's done business for us, so if you did not get any bids from any other place, just the one company?
No. I just got the one. And that's something we can always do is get bids from other companies, like, say, for instance, well, on this particular one, I wouldn't have to because they're on Texas Buy Board or on Sourcewell. And they already give us – well, I wish you wouldn't ask me that. John can explain a little bit if you like.
Yeah, the Buy Board is basically a consortium of – different types of companies that have put together a package, if you will, of different types of products. So,
like a mutual fund?
If you want to say that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense to me.
And so what the state of Texas allows is that instead of having to go through a formal bid process for everything, there are certain things that you can purchase off of what they call a quantity purchasing agreement. Here in Texas, they call it buy more. That's the specific thing. But what it is really is a quantity purchasing agreement between a variety of sources or companies. And that agreement is at the state level. So then a municipality has the authority or right to buy off of that. And because of that, they've already gone through the process of bidding and things of that nature. You don't have to bid. You don't have to.
Oh, gotcha.
When it comes to a certain dollar amount and certain things, then by Texas state statute, you're still going to have to bid. This doesn't fall up under that kind of category.
Okay.
You can buy these kinds of things off the buy board.
These prices have already been negotiated.
Yes.
Okay. And
Lee Park and Play is who has done, like, we have a relationship with that particular company.
Correct.
And so I think that's smart to continue.
Yeah, and the good thing about it, we already have a good relationship with them. We know their products. They stand behind their products. You know, just different things I've had to have replaced over the years. They covered it under warranty. You know.
Also,
go ahead.
Your purposes are not to set a specific dollar amount per se. It's more to say this is our wish list of things that we would like to see. With regard to a budget, you know. There is money within the particular areas that cover parks and recreation. The question is whether or not that money has been allocated to whether or not we're going to buy this or we're going to buy something else. So I couldn't tell you off the top of my head whether or not there was some discretionary funds that are still available where you can take those funds and say, oh, we're going to buy this park equipment with. Most cities, that's how they operate. You know, you have a pot of money, and that pot of money can be used for a variety of things to be purchased within the guidelines of what your allocation is. Okay, so the idea is, when you have a commission like this, is for you all to give us an idea of what you would like to see, and then they go back and crunch the numbers. And if it's something that is more than what they have in their actual budget, then there may be a possibility of coming to the council and saying, hey, is there additional resources that we can have access to purchase this? And then council will have to vote on that and whether or not that money gets shipped.
And plus, I noticed, I don't know if y'all seen it the other week on Channel 25, they was actually interviewing some people over at Whitehall Park. And I was kind of worried about somebody being here tonight, you know, to interview anybody. But anyway, they had a real concern of Waco residents having to bring, because they don't have no place, a dog park apparently. And they've been having to bring their animals, their dogs over here to our park here in Woodway. So it's something that would definitely get used and might bring a little more people in the Woodway area.
I like that, and I don't know if it's because you thought of it or you saw it at others. When I lived in Fort Worth, they opened Fort Wolf Dog Park, and they had it set up like this where there was a large dog and a small dog area, and it was brilliant. And they even had signage that, like, large dogs could only be in the large dogs, small dogs could go in either, but it's kind of at your risk. I remember that because we have big dogs, and there was a tiny dog mom that got real mad that my big dog was chasing her tiny dog in the big dog section, but, you know, whatever. Also, the thought that you gave to the entrance, like kind of having that double-gated entrance,
is
great. That's just an extra security thing. And
Exactly. It keeps them a little safer, and we can move that around a little bit. Basically, you know, it's just the perimeter.
Yeah.
You know, we can move things around a little bit.
And I like the first option because that does open up that land to be able to do something else.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, I think that's a no-brainer.
That first option, if we were to do the second option, it would be like selling that other land for $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a good perspective.
31-28.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for the difference in the price, I think
the first one's better. Yeah. I agree, because that gives us that land to do something with at a later date.
And I like, we need to have shade, so I'm all in for, you know, a couple of those shade things. And to me, just whichever one everybody likes. However, the toy things, you know, like the activity deals, I don't see any reason to spend a lot of money on things in the dog park for dogs, because dogs will find a way to entertain themselves because there's other dogs there. So I just think that's a lot of money for who knows. I mean, maybe a couple of dogs would do that, but unless they're in training, I don't see. I mean, my dog's not going to do that. My dog's just going to run around and play with another dog.
That's
my feel.
I like the covered benches. I was commenting to Chris, I wish the price difference between one without shade and one with shade wasn't so different, because seating, like a considerable amount of seating in there would be nice for people to sit and chat while their dogs are playing. But you can only do so many of the $5,300 ones.
Well, I was looking at...
But we need the shade. Yeah.
On the picture that go back, there does look like in some of the corners, like there's some shade over there. You could just put a couple benches over there. I mean, I don't know what time of day this was taken, but like I do know I used to take kids to this park, and we always went to this park when it was a cold day because it was the most sun, because you weren't covered by trees, you know, like at Pope Park. So... yeah, I feel like you could maybe put a couple benches like up there in that corner for possible shade, and that one small area where the tree is there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we needed a covered one, like in the sunnier parts,
a couple,
maybe one or two, but
one in each, maybe.
Five,
Yeah.
Each side?
Depending on how big they are, I don't know.
I would probably lean more towards benches than a table.
Me too.
In there. Yeah, I feel like the table, you're just going to have dogs climbing all over it.
Because if they want to have lunch there, they can.
You know, if you're wanting to eat, I don't think I would. I would probably picnic inside the dog park. Maybe somebody else would.
Right.
Well, the dog sure won't play then if you're eating.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I think it sounds like we're all unanimous that we like part one, the one choice.
What did the company not want you to reuse?
Excuse me?
A fence.
Were you talking about the fencing?
Yes.
The company did not want you to reuse the fencing?
They try to sell us the new stuff, new product, because they cannot reuse the post, of course. And they're all this is all commercial fence. It's heavy duty commercial post, top rail. They will not reuse the post. They will not bust the concrete off the post. They said they can cut them off at the.
They could be
exactly, but they know they can get the money, you know. So they'd rather you buy, you know, a new material. It's a lot easier and faster for them to set it up, because when they had a breakdown on the quote, they have a breakdown for every little small thing, and then they even charge you extra for hanging the gates, even though they're used, and they're out, it's outrageous prices on hanging the gates. But that's like I was telling y'all, they just wanted to cut the post off at the ground, and I'm like, if we go with the option one, I think that I'm just going to tell them just leave the post, and I'll get my crew to go out there and pull them up and fill the holes, because we don't need to have pieces of concrete, pieces of post sticking in the ground everywhere. But no, they just try to sell us the new stuff, and we could.
There's some other reasons too. I've got a lot of dog parks and different things when I was and part of the. One of the biggest reasons is they do want to sell them. One of the other big reasons is that when it comes to maintenance and when it comes to warranties and things of that nature, it has ownership of that. Well, the city does. It belongs to the city. So if you take in old and you're marrying that with new, now you got a problem. Mm-hmm. Because you kind of determine, well, what is what? And what should we warranty and what should you want? They would prefer not to get into that kind of market. Okay? So typically it's like, hey, we have an opportunity to sell you on something. We're going to take that opportunity. And we want you to have, you know, a product that has not been used before, because then we can certainly warranty that product. And they're not in the business of warranting someone else's product. So we can call all day long and say, hey, you know, the coating has come off of this fence. And they're going to say, well, which section of fence is it?
That's correct. And they have their name on this product, and they see the fence falling down. Somebody going to say, oh, that's I ain't going to use that company.
There you go.
Woodley has turned Whitehall into a premier park.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, it is a class park. Mm-hmm. You know, for us to put something in as a dog park that doesn't match the rest of the park and represent Woodway the way it should be represented. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in the premier city in Central Texas, in my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, repurposing part of the fence on a dog park doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, especially when the price difference is so little. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's my thought.
So it sounds like we're all in agreement on option
one.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do we need to decide on accessories, benches, and things like that as well?
Or is that where we say to City Council, we would like seating, period, or we would like 6 of these and 2 of these? How specific do we need to get?
I think if you all believe that you just want benches, and you want benches that have a canopy, mm-hmm. then say that. You know,
yeah.
As far as color, as far as style and those kinds of things, you don't really need to get into that. You know, as much as you need to talk about how many or what you think would be appropriate, that kind of thing. And then the staff will take a look at it and put together, they should put together what the cost structure is going to be for that.
Okay, so I'm you sound like you were kind of familiar with Whitehall, mm-hmm. Ashley, and Kristen.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
So
mm-hmm.
Can you go back to option one slide, please? So what kind of benches, what kind of seating do we need, do y'all think, those who are familiar with that part?
I would say we need plain benches and some with shade. I don't think we need to have all with shade.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But some.
So just benches, no tables.
Right.
I don't yes.
think so.
Okay.
Right. Do we have a bench out there right now?
Is there a bench? Like
There's a picnic table.
A regular picnic table at the dog park. Right
so
now.
That could be moved over.
Yeah.
We could have one, the one picnic table that's already there, move it over to that. I mean, if it tells city or asks city council, like, here's a wish list. I always err on the side of ask for too much.
Yeah.
You know, because
right.
then they can always cut it. So I would probably
ask for
say
a pickleball court instead.
Right, we asked for the dog park and a pickleball court. No.
Needs to get on the agenda. Chris.
But like I mean, I would say like the smaller area. Ideally, we want at least one. So you could put on a wish list. We'd like two covered benches, and you know we want one for each corner in the big one. And then city council is able to look at that and go, yay, we have funds to do all of that. Or instead of six covered benches, we're going to give you three of them. You know, and we are still like, yay,
yeah.
That's good.
And the reason I picked this one here, you know, it's a 10 by 16. It's very large. It actually, I wanted something to kind of match the playground. If you notice the cover,
it does match.
It kind of matches our playground. And you can get that in different colors. So,
you know, I think that would only help folks if they bring their own lawn chairs or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like the benches. I like the covered benches.
Uh-huh.
We just need to, I'm sorry.
So what do you think in terms of numbers?
That's what I was going to.
Five, three regular benches and two covered benches?
For both or each?
We can put that in there and then they can
total.
Say yes or
is that,
no.
Is that not enough to ask?
I mean, is there a scenario where you take the shade that's 16 foot wide and then put two of the benches that are $800 underneath it, and then you end up with two covered benches for less than...
Uh-huh.
Or is that about the same?
Yeah, about $12,000.
It's not a ton of difference.
Well, and he said that there were lots and lots of other choices besides these.
Oh, right. We don't
and
have
so,
to get so hung up.
And so, yeah. So if we say that we would like to have a couple of covered and then some just regular benches,
yeah.
Somebody can go out there
and
pull
look
out.
At them.
Yeah, and look at some other things.
So if we say three covered, so two and one, and then how many uncovered, another three?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
And then we have the one table that's already there.
And that one even could be on the outside where somebody, if they wanted to bring their kids and have a little lunch, they could eat there and the dogs wouldn't bother them.
This is so cool. I love it.
That's good.
How about we go with, we can make, how about option one, four benches and three covered benches?
Perfect.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm good with that.
I have a question. Is it just going to stay sand? Or
leaves what?
But isn't there sand out there?
Yes, there's sand right here.
Just
take the sand.
Leaves may blow in there.
I mean, do you think dogs. Like pick? I'm just thinking like dogs peeing, pooping, and like sand. I don't know.
And digging, they're gonna have so much fun.
Is that okay?
It's
I don't know what
it's,
normally.
It's a lot of sand. We've over the years when the playground was there, we added a lot of sand just to make it as comfortable for the kids in case they fell down.
It's really hot in the summertime, so I
but eventually, I think grass will
might be
take
okay.
over.
Oh yeah,
weeds also, but
that
might be a phase two project
or just mulch or I don't know.
And right now, there's still an existing chain link fence. Here, let me back up.
We just need some.
There's actually still a chain link fence
to put the plastic
right
bags.
And across the front.
Yeah,
and
that's
we have
the
waste.
Have two
waste
of them.
Waste.
Do we need two more of those?
or did you?
How many more waste stations do we need?
I would say we need two.
I would say get two more.
Two more, because did you say there's two in there right now?
Comes in a set. It comes with two.
Oh, so that $600, or I don't have my gloves
on. We need one more set.
One more set.
Okay.
Oh, it is two.
Do we need another water station?
Yes.
I go back and forth on the activity part, because I get your point, Nancy, that like my dog isn't going to do all of those. But there is also something to be said about it not just being an empty rectangle. Mm-hmm. You know, not that we spend a bunch of money on stuff that dogs may or may not use. But I don't know. There's just something about the intentionality of, oh, we're thinking about things. Like, I especially like the one where the dog can run up and down over, because most dogs would do that, even if they're jumping over it or that kind of a thing. Even the one that's like the little, the one that the dog, this one, you know, the one up there, that could be good. Maybe not the little rainbow looking one, because that's just the thing, you know.
What about planting a couple trees? I mean, dogs like to pee on trees.
I just think that's a lot of money.
It is.
What about any old fire hydrants?
That would be fun.
Yeah, do we have some old stuff? I mean, like, one of those is just like three metal poles.
Like paint
can we take some of those fence posts? They're going to charge us to cut down. I mean, is there...
Like, have no, some...
The only thing is, you know, these are powder coated.
Right, they're going to last.
Yeah, yeah. But the dogs are still going to do their thing on whatever you put out there.
I think it would just be like looking at the ones that are offered and making sure that, like, we get the most
bang for
our buck.
You know, we could have a little thing of our fun toys, mm-hmm. but... I mean, activity centers like this, I just think that would be a waste of money.
But, and the good thing about...
You can have a thing of balls or something like that.
Well, we need something that's permanent. Nothing that can walk away or be moved. And these are all going to be permanent in the ground. Once we decide how y'all want them, or actually they
we'll
ask...
just bring our own balls.
They ask us to pay an engineer to come down and design... the course, and I think that's kind of way overboard.
I don't think that these are the actual ones.
Right.
Just kind of
so,
they step on or around, right?
The tunnel's kind of cool.
How about we start with option one, mm-hmm. with new fencing, four benches, three covered benches, one waste station set, and one water station.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get that all done, we can look at the popularity of the park, how much is being used, and then we can always come back and add some of the activities.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I vote for that.
Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and I want to bring up the only thing that is on the list, I would put on there about $2,000 for water line,
mm-hmm.
because there's
okay.
no water line out there.
So that they can put it in the budget.
Yeah.
John, I interrupted you. Sorry.
No, I was just going to put my hat on as mm-hmm. being a former park guy. A lot of the things that you were talking about, as far as these activities and things of that nature, you got to keep that mindset toward liability, too. Because a dog jumps on something, falls off of it, breaks a leg.
Oh, good point.
It's just something else to contend with. We didn't have any of this. In Indianapolis, I have four dog parks. We didn't have any of this. The thing that we were most concerned with, to be quite honest with you, is whether or not people registered their dogs.
Mm.
And we had to make sure that they had their vaccinations and things of that nature. So we required that. We required them to register their dogs with us. And those were the things that we wanted to make sure were happening, because if something happened out there and someone, you know, said, hey, this dog did this, we can go search the records and say, well, whose dog is that? Because it would take some of that liability off of the city.
The
dogs
did
hurt
that?
Other dogs, and we ended up having to get involved in that sometimes. Yes.
Was that difficult to enforce? I mean, because people just come to Whitehall and they don't stop by the city.
No. Yes and no. What we did, we gave them an RFID chip card, and we had a mag lock where they can get in that way.
Okay.
Miraculously, people police themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, the people who paid, because you had to pay. You didn't, this dog park wasn't, our dog parks weren't free. And so people would know, if you jump a fence, they're like, no, you're not jumping this fence. Where's your tag? Where's your, you know, you have to screen in. And so, and if something were to happen, then we would prosecute. When I say prosecute, we would, you know, fine you. You would actually receive a municipal fine, you know, for violating the code, if you will. And so did we have a lot of that? No. But every now and again, there was an issue. But, you know, when you talk about thousands of entries, one out of 5,000, you know, so it was negligible. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't a problem. Because most people, they police themselves, you know. And if they found out that, hey, you got to have a key card to get in, then they would, you know, we got signage to say this is what you do to register your dog and things of that nature. Their rabies shots and things of that nature would have to be up to date. So, and we required an annual, you know, registration back to us on that.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a long way off for here. I'm just
Right.
But we were thinking about liability. And as far as those little items are concerned, we didn't have any of that because we just didn't want any additional liability.
Okay, so it looks like we need a motion, please, for the Parks and Recreation Commission to recommend option one with new fencing, four benches, three covered benches, one waste station set, one new water station, and plumbing. Fund for plumbing. So we need a motion for that.
Do we need to say what that number is? Do we need to just say that?
No, you don't need to give a dollar amount because the buy board could change tomorrow. I don't know if they have anything out there for bid or whatever. That could change tomorrow. So that's not as necessary.
Or a dollar amount for the water line? We don't have to say that.
No, because they're going to have to bid. Probably have to bid that now, unless you do it in turn. I don't know if you guys bid tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, if I can get it done under $1,500.
So I make a motion that we accept plan one and all the things that you said.
Second. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that passes. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Rodney.
Yes, thank you, Rodney. That was a lot of work, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our subcommittee report, Pogue Park.
I don't have anything.
Okay, Pogue Park is in good shape. Okay. Whitehall Park.
The only thing that I saw at Whitehall was some trees overhanging the basketball court.
Okay.
If somebody could look at that. Did you hear that, Rodney?
I'm sorry.
I was going to have you look at that, those pictures, but the trees overhanging the basketball court at Whitehall.
Oh, at Whitehall Park. Okay.
Just see how that, right? See how they're overhanging where the kids are playing and all that stuff around?
I go there every day. I don't pay no attention. I see kids playing out there, and they got our benches out there. But
just that's the only thing that I saw. Everything else, I mean, like Brody said, the tennis court's pretty cracked up. But other than that, it looks great.
Activity Park. I was there a few days ago. Everything looked good. It wasn't frozen yet, but everything looked fine there. Lakeside, I'm not sure who has Lakeside.
Oh, it's probably been a month since I've been there with the holidays, but it was all good.
Okay.
Yeah, and
no complaints.
I would like to thank Rodney. I noticed you trimmed some of the trees going down the Estates to the lake. Looks good. Maybe you didn't do it.
You talking about going down to the beach, Nick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did it.
Looks good.
And Woodway Family Center?
I haven't checked in with Jimmy recently, but I mean, they just are doing such great things over there. I did hear that the last, just because I know the family that went, the last movie night, it was four people in attendance and they are all one household. So I don't know if that's something that I'm sure Jimmy might be reevaluating. I don't know the frequency. I know they've been trying to get those going on a frequent basis, but yeah.
Okay. There we go. So that would be item five. Updates from our city council liaison, Mayor Pro Tem John Williams. Sir.
Okay, I really don't have any updates per se. As far as I know, one of the things that you guys are asking me about was what's going to happen to the old family center. We haven't had anything brought back to us at the council that says, hey, we would like to see this or that happen. So there still isn't any movement on that, per se. I'm planning to sit down with the city manager and talk a little bit about that and see how things are going. I'm hesitant to say exactly what needs to happen or what should happen, because that would just really be my opinion as one person. And even though I represent the council, I don't want to speak out of turn and talk about something that I think should happen when the council should have an opportunity to weigh in on it as a whole. However, I will say this, that, you know, I think that we need to take a look at the Family Center and see what is possible.
Well, what about additional games, sports, using that? Are we seeing an increase in teams wanting to come and sign up and play and all that, so that we have plenty of room for everybody?
Yeah, everything that Jimmy has been doing has been increased as far as our registrations for, like, basketball, soccer, all those kinds of things where the kids are playing. All those things we've seen an uptick in. I think that it's like the old movie, if you build, they will come. I think that there's enough interest that if we were to do something with that facility, that I don't think, again, it's my opinion, I don't think we'll have a problem putting people in there to use it. The question is, what is the cost benefit of doing so? How much is it going to cost us, and whether or not there's a true benefit to doing it?
I think you're right. I think once people know that there's more room or whatever, because before, there was a lot of talk going on about how people were complaining that they couldn't get a place to play, or they didn't have enough room for teams, you know, additional teams and things like that. So hopefully that would be a good thing to.
That to me is, again, that's a full body council kind of a thing.
Yeah.
To look at what the cost benefit of it is and dealing with it from that perspective.
Okay.
But so I hope to sit down and talk with the city manager a little bit more about that and staff a little bit more, just so I can get a better understanding of it too, to be quite honest with you.
I've actually never been in that building. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it looks like.
There are two courts,
the old
basketball
yeah,
courts.
Just two basketball courts?
Pretty much, that's pretty much it. Restrooms.
Okay, so it's just open. I wasn't sure if there's like rooms or like what.
There are a few rooms, just like a party room, meeting room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smaller, I mean, a fraction of the size of this room.
It's
one full-size basketball court or two.
If
you go half sideways, it's two half courts. Two smaller courts.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an old gym.
Old gym.
Yeah. Basically what it is. But again, you know, the question is, what needs to happen? I mean, we had quite a few conversations when we had the most recent, it's been a while since we talked about this in council, but there was quite a bit of information that we talked about. And I think that there isn't a consensus per se on what is the problem with the building. Because if you look at the original report, it doesn't say that the building can't be fixed per se. There were some challenges with the building, but we still need to take a closer look at evaluating what can happen, what should happen, what could happen, and what the cost would be to make that happen. And so that's something that we still have to come back to, I think, as a council. I know, David, you're here as a citizen, but I think you can agree with me on that.
But that's all out of our hands. Out of this commission.
Yeah, the commission doesn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
Your job would be, once we get a decision made on whether or not we want to go down that path, then we can talk about, well, the types of things that you might want to see happening with that facility.
Okay.
Well, let's
talk
about
we
got
to make
time.
A big decision first
let's
as whether or not it's going to be salvageable.
Or now.
I think.
I know y'all did, but we never came to a conclusion, right, on it.
Say that again.
I think it's something council has to talk about and then send it to us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We give them some feedback, but I think it was, they were all like seven-figure.
Yeah.
I recall.
And it was based on information that would have been presented that was not necessarily information that I was new when it came back around the second time. So when you guys saw it was when the first time that I saw it when I was here. I think some of you may have seen a previous rendition. But they had talked about what to do with that particular space, such as, you know, tearing part of the building down and making an overhang or a shelter for an accessible park or something like that. But that was based on the idea that the building could not be rehabbed or salvaged, if you will. The question now is, well, can the building be salvaged? And we have to take a look at the original study, didn't take a look at the entire structural soundness of the building per se, as much as it took a look at, well, what were some of the shortcomings in dealing with those issues? That wasn't necessarily a full scope of evaluating the building, from my perspective. So those are the things that I've been still wanting to get my fingers around a little bit and understand a little bit better. We just haven't circled back to it.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Please go ahead.
No, I just wanted to, you know, for those of you who didn't know me, I didn't get a chance to talk a whole lot about who I am the last time I was here. I used to be a director of Parks and Recreation. I don't know if you all knew that or not. Some of you may have. I was the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Waco, which is a small city, a small system, and a very large system in Indianapolis, Indiana. And so I've had some experience in managing a variety of parks, dog parks to be included, but not just that, but parks in general. And so what I wanted to talk a little bit about is, this is a commission, it's different than the structure that I'm used to in Indiana. Indiana structure is a little bit different than Texas structure, is how you all participate. But there is a commonality, and that is people who are volunteering their time oftentimes have a vested interest in seeing the parks do well. And in Indianapolis, I was very successful in having people participate in the benefit of the community at large and improving parks. When I started in Indianapolis, we had a program that dealt with contributions from the community that helped provide for park development and things of that nature. And when I started in Indianapolis, we had about a $300,000 in-kind and cash contribution. And we would put a dollar figure on it because when you come and work for us, we knew approximately how much it cost to for an hour of labor. So we were able to back into what we would consider a pretty solid number. And this is industry-wide throughout the country, they do this. And so I started out, we had about $300,000 worth of in-kind and cash contributions. When I left, we hit over $3 million. Mm.
Wow.
We were able to transform
awesome.
Parks because we were able to go out and talk to businesses and get them interested in helping us with the park system because they had a vested interest, right? And I'm not saying you all have to do that, but I want you to think about that. Think about, well, we can make decisions here and say, how can we help the city talk about this stuff? Or can we be an advocate for parks in your daily lives, because that's what we did in Indianapolis. We had partners, and then Woodway is smaller, so you're not going to have the same partners. But we had partners like the Indianapolis Colts, the Pacers, where they would do fields like basketball courts. We didn't have to do them because they did them. They did the basketball courts. They resurfaced them for us. Now, the agreement was that they put their logo on there, and we were okay with it. But we also had people come in and help us, like Home Depot. Home Depot spent over $200,000 on one of our parks to resurface a basketball court and do a lot of work on the inside. Citizens Energy one time, Citizens Energy is a co-op energy corporation in the city of Indianapolis. They spent over $500,000 on one project. Martin Luther King Make a Brighter Day project is what they had. They spent over $500,000 one year. And I read a couple of years ago that they actually spent a lot more than that on a more recent program because they had people like you all that advocated for parks. And so I'm not challenging you or telling you should do that, but when you are talking to people out there about parks, ask them, well, how do you get involved in parks? Or would you support parks in this way or that way? Some people don't want that to happen. I worked in Waco they shut me down on that. Because I said, hey, can you do this? No, we don't want people to know we don't have the money. But you don't. Because parks compete with all the other departments for money. And I tell you this from experience, people love their parks, but they don't want to pay for them. What I mean by that is this. There was a study that was done in Indianapolis when I was there by the Metropolitan Indianapolis Board of Realtors. And they ranked things about what people thought were important. And on a list of 11 different things, where do you think parks fail?
3.
11?
9. Proximity to a doctor's office was more important to people than their parks, as far as what they were willing to pay for, per se. But when we start talking about things such as, well, how do you like your parks, park rate number 3? It was important to them, as far as other, now crime and things that schools were up there. But parks ranked number 3 because of quality of life. And so when we started looking at those things, we also looked at parks improving the value of properties. So that's why I went out and started talking to people and said, you have a vested interest if you're a business person. How many days of lost work do you have because people are ill? That's the biggest thing that we fight against. We want people to come to work. Well, statistics show that if you walk for 15, 20 minutes a day, it drastically improves your quality of life, your health. So why don't you help us build a walking path? And I had people that signed up for it and said, oh yeah, we can do that, because we had a park close by their business, and now you want to encourage people to go out and walk, because wellness is a good thing, right? And so you see companies now today, still they're saying, hey, let's do preventative stuff. Let's get involved in corporate wellness. Everybody does it now. At least most people do it now. Because they see the value in it. And so I'm not asking you again to do this, but I want you to think about that, though. And when you have your interactions with people, we want things for parks, but I can guarantee you this, it's going to be a challenge to ever get the money that you need to do the things that you do need to do, because parks are expensive. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense that we spend, to me, when I first started working in parks, they said, hey, that bathroom costs $350,000. I was like, what? That's a house. It's a tank. You know, it is what it is, right? And if I knew a way to bring that cost down, I would do it in a heartbeat, because I know parks will benefit from it. It shouldn't cost $5,000 for a bench. It shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But those things do cost that. We're a captive audience if we're going to do this, right? Mm-hmm. So when you look at taxpayers' dollars, where do you think the money's going to go? In every city, taxpayers' dollars primarily go to public safety. Public safety is the largest consumer of taxpayer dollars in every city. Right? That's just the way that it is. But parks are every bit as important as a lot of other agencies because of the quality of lives. And so, again, when you talk to people, if I can admonish you in that respect, just talk to them about why parks are important and how they could possibly help. And you'd be surprised if people say, oh yeah, I can volunteer. Go to a fence company, we did that too. And they donated stuff. They're there. It's a delicate proposition, though, how you do it. And so that's another thing that I personally was wanting to do with city management team and our lawyer, to make sure that I'm not breaking any rules. I teach Texas government, so I do know a little bit about the Texas Constitution and Texas law, but I don't know everything. And so I want to make sure that we wouldn't be breaking any rules as it relates to how things are done in the state of Texas.
So we could do that?
As far as I know, yes,
but you're gonna.
But I wanna talk with staff and talk with the city manager, and then obviously we need to talk within the council. And I've talked a little bit about this kind of stuff in council about how do we do this? Mm-hmm. But Indianapolis wasn't the only city that did.
Yeah.
Well, I know McKinney. I mean, I used to live up in DFW, McKinney. They raised all that money for Bonnie Wheat Park. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's an incredible park.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it was all donations and grants.
Yeah. I came up with the phrase, My City, My Park. We branded it as My City, My Park. We took some spots and said, hi, I'm John Will. This is my city, and Garfield Park is my park. people take that ownership. And Garfield Park's had Friends Of group, Friends Of Garfield Park, that they did above and beyond. Friends Of Holiday Park, they did above and beyond. And they do a lot of stuff. You know, so it's possible. The question is whether or not we have the mindset to do it, and what we would like to do, what we would like to see done, because it definitely will take that pressure off of local government. And parks always is the last one that's thought about. When I took over, when I first started doing parks, I did not want to be parks. My wife said, the mayor said, well, do you want to be the director of public works or do you want to be the director of parks? And I was thinking, public works. My wife said, no, I'll do parks. And I was like, no, I don't want to do parks. She said, yeah, it's less stressful. Well, actually, it wasn't less stressful. But I loved it. I really did love being at parks because of what I found to be, it really matched with my personal reasons why I got into government. That is to see people, you know, prosper and to see things work well for people. That's really what part I wanted to say the last time. I didn't get a chance to say that, but.
Thanks, man.
Hopefully that doesn't scare you.
No, that's great to know.
I can't force you to do anything. And I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just putting it out there that if you've been thinking about some stuff, it can work. And if you want to sit down with me one-on-one, talk to me about things that you've been thinking about, I'd be more than happy to talk to you and talk to you about what my experiences were in that regard and how we made things happen.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome.
Item 7, update from city staff. Anything else we need to talk about?
I gave you guys all a list of the meeting dates.
Thank you for doing that.
And then in the calendar, I've kind of just given all the council dates, planning, zoning, parks and rec, all of February pretty much.
Don't have any other questions, though. Okay, that's item 7. Item 8, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
And we adjourn at 6:27 p.m. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
In March.
Thanks, guys.
March, April. March.
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 March. Actually, I'm being at Woodway Elementary School.